This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Shares of Zynga are expected to take a dive when U.S. markets open later this morning. The social gaming company posted a $22 million loss in the second quarter. Zynga is best known as the maker of Farmville on Facebook. Farmville is a game where users grow crops, raise animals, and trade with other players. Zynga accounts for more than 10% of Facebook's revenue. So bad news for Zynga is being seen as bad news for Facebook, which posts its earnings later today. It's the social network's first earnings report as a publicly traded company. Facebook's had a rocky road since it started selling shares, and there are still big questions about Facebook's future. For instance, how exactly it plans to make money. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
With about 900 million users, Facebook is a global communications phenomenon. But all investors want to know is what's next. Deborah Aho-Williamson is an analyst at eMarketer.
Facebook needs to show it has a path to successfully monetizing its users.
Facebook's ad revenue is growing steadily, but not fast enough to justify its stock price.
Everybody's going to be looking for some traction in mobile revenue.
If Facebook's ad sales aren't gaining momentum, the social network could face another problem, share overhang, meaning jittery employees could dump shares and the stock plummets. Since the IPO, employees haven't been allowed to sell shares, but starting in August, they will be.
If the revenue turns out to be way above expectations, it is possible to alleviate some of the share overhang.
Brian Weiser is an analyst at Pivotal Research Group, and he says if earnings disappoint, employees could stage an ugly sell-off. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.